I, Father Liberato Stefano Sisangu, having been elected Bishop of the See of Shinyanga, with firm faith, believe and profess all the truth contained in the symbol of faith, namely, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, non-made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I, Father Liberato Stefano Sangu, having promoted to the See of Shinyanga, will always be faithful to the Catholic Church and the Roman Pontiff, her Supreme Pastor, the Vicar of Christ, the successor of the blessed Apostle Peter in the Primus and the head of the College of the Bishops. I will respect the free exercise of the Primus of the Supreme Pontiff over the Universal Church, and I will take care to promote and defend his rights and authority. I will also acknowledge and respect the prerogatives and the duties of the legates of the Roman Pontiff, who act in the person of the Supreme Pastor. With utmost diligence, I will carry out the apostolic duties entrusted to the bishops, namely, to teach, sanctify, and rule the people of God in a hierarchical communion with the head and the member of the College of the Bishops. I will watch over the unity of the Universal Church, and thus will make every effort to ensure that the deposit of faith handed down from the apostles is preserved, pure, and entire, and that the truth to be held and put into practice will be passed on the clearly explained to all as they are proposed by the Church's magisterium. I will show paternal affection to those who err in faith, and I will make every effort to guide them to the fullness of the Catholic truth. Having before me the image of Christ, the supreme and eternal priest, I will conduct myself consciously and reverently, and thus fulfill the ministry entrusted to me, so that having become myself example to the flock, I will be able to confirm the faithful in the pursuit of Christian perfection. I will uphold the discipline common to the whole church, and will carefully promote the observance of the ecclesiastical laws, particularly those contained in the Code of Canon Law. I'll be ever vigilant to prevent possible abuses, especially with regard to the ministry of the word and the celebration of the sacraments. I will diligently look after the administration of the church's temporal goods, especially those destined for divine worship, for the proper sustenance of the clergy and the other ministers, and for the works of the apostolate and of charity. In carrying out this mandate entrusted to me, I will show particular affection to all priests and deacons, the prudent cooperators of the order of the bishop, and to the men and women religious sharer in one work. I will likewise take great care to promote sacred vocations so that the spiritual needs of the whole church will be appropriately met. I will recognize and promote the dignity of the lay people and their proper role in the church's mission. I will be especially concerned to promote missionary works aimed at the evangelization of peoples. Unless impeded, I will personally attend or promptly respond when called to the councils and other legitimate collegial actions. At determined times, or as the occasion demands, I will give an account of my pastoral office to the Apostolic See, and to the best of my ability, I will respectfully accept and carry out its mandates and counsels. So help me God and this holy gospel which I touch with my hand. Hiki kanisa ambako katika congregation hii ya uinjilishaji ni kanisa ambacho mwenye heri Cardinal Newman alisoma misa yake ya kwanza baada ya kupata upadirisho. Na kwa heshima yake kimeteuliwa kama ni kikanisa maalum ambapo maaskofu wanakuja kula kiapo kabla ya kuwekwa wakfu. Kwa hiyo ni kanisa maalum sana, masali yake yamewekwa pale, yako masali ya Mtakatifu Laurent yako pale na Ekaristi Takatifu. Vyote hivyo vina msaidia askofu anayekula kiapo basi nguvu ya kuweza kuishi kiapo chake hicho.